A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Ido Vok. You're listening to World Review from The New Statesman, a twice-weekly international news podcast. Every Thursday, we come together to unpack some of the most significant stories in world affairs, and every Monday, we interview a guest for their unique perspective and expertise. Today, I'm speaking to Jumanis Seif, the co-founder of the Syrian Women's Network and Syrian Women Political Movement. Jumana is a research fellow in the International Crimes and Accountability Programme at the European Centre for Constitutional and Human Rights, and she joins me to discuss a landmark case in attempts to hold former Syrian regime officials to account for war crimes. Jumana, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
So I invited you on to speak about this incredibly interesting and significant case that we saw deliver a verdict earlier this month in Koblenz in Germany, where two Syrian former Syrian regime officials were convicted for crimes against humanity committed in Syria. Can you explain the background to this case and how these two men ended up going on trial in Germany?
Yes, I think it's the result of joint efforts started years ago. And the main role was, or the main important role was for survivors themselves, those brave women and men who spoke out and say, and despite the challenges, despite the really the pain that they will suffer from, they insisted to be a part of this proceeding and to speak out before a court. This effort started years ago, and we at ECCHR, we supported 29 survivors in this trial. And we support them with legal support, psychosocial support, to empower them to be in this situation. The work of ECCHR and the investigation started in 2012, when parallel with the structural investigation, which was opened from the federal public prosecutor here in Germany, 2012, we started to secure the interview, to secure the evidence. And this work increased with 2015, when a lot of Syrians arrived here to Germany. And so it's like the evidence started to be bigger, and we accumulated all this evidence. Later, a lot of survivors, or some of them, they recognized that R is here in Germany, and he's the one responsible on Al-Khatib trial, where they really were subjected of horrific crimes there. So it started, we are working years ago on that and prepare for the trial. And yes, with all these joint efforts from everyone, we managed to have this, I think, good result, as this result, it really made the survivor themselves satisfied. And also they felt, or they helped them with restore their faith of justice.
And this is a kind of landmark case in the Syrian civil war and the attempts to hold former regime officials, but not only former regime officials, war criminals on all sides, to account for the horrific crimes, very well documented, to have been committed during the Syrian civil war. But it's, I suppose, a kind of legal peculiarity of this trial is that it was conducted by German judges in a German court in Germany against two defendants who were not Germans for crimes that no one said were committed in Germany or against Germans. So they were brought to, these two men were brought to trial and eventually convicted under universal jurisdiction, because basically German law views these crimes as so horrific that irrespective of where or against whom they were committed, if they can be proven, they can be that they can be brought to trial in Germany. Can you talk about that aspect a little?
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately, these international crimes, because it was committed or started to be committed in a widespread and systematic manner against the Syrian, the civilians there from 2011. And unfortunately, we had no legal path to prosecute these crimes and to investigate these crimes. So we grateful to the German legal authority that allow to utilizing the universal jurisdiction and here in Germany. And it is, I think it's a big step. It's very important for the Syrian, for all of us and for the survivor in terms of truth knowing, to investigate these crimes, also to speak out and to let the whole world knows about the crime committed there and which is still continue. And here with a huge number of the survivors that they were subjected to this crime, it was very, very useful in terms of providing this evidence and also the international reports and the reports from the human rights NGOs, which started to document all the crimes committed there from 2011 and until this. And many other evidence were presented to the court. All these helped to really to bring and to understand the whole context in Syria and the way of the commissions of this crime and the reason behind and all these other details. So that's how it provides really some hope to the Syrian that this crime won't be and this suffers won't be or without accountability. And to give a very strong sign that impunity is acceptable anymore. And also it's the responsibility of the whole world, the responsibility of the democratic country to really to prosecute and to investigate and prosecute this international crimes who started in Syria 2011 and until now.
Yeah, we'll talk about the significance of the verdict in just a second, but I suppose we haven't really spoken about what these two men were convicted for. They were charged with some pretty horrific crimes in connection with their work at a prison run by Syrian military intelligence near Damascus, which is called Branch 251. Can you talk about the crimes that they were accused of and proven guilty of?
Yes, the crimes, it's murder, and it's proved it's 27 case of murder, 4,000 case of torture and sexual violence, 3 cases of sexual violence as a crimes against humanity. And we here, when we are talking about this crime, not to forget that we are focusing on such a very short period from 2011 and 2012 and in committed in one single branch that out of tens of other branches. So with this amount of crimes and with this the description of these horrific crimes and the way that were committed give an idea about the amount of the crimes that committed by the Syrian regime in whole Syria and also in other branches in Syria, and give, yeah, it's the idea and let the whole world knows about the reality there and about the Syrian people. So I think that this trial and the verdict, it's managed to shed a light about what is going on in Syria and what has happened there and still happening there. And we hope that this will be a strong base for more efforts for struggling for justice in Syria.
Yeah, because of course, one of the things that was proven by this verdict is that these two men who were convicted in a fair court of law, they were convicted for crimes against humanity, but of course they were working within a system. And so by proving that these two men were guilty of crimes against humanity, what the prosecution effectively managed to prove was the existence of a system which these two men were working within and committing crimes within.
This is the most important things for the Syrian in general and the survivor, and what they really said many times. It's not about the punishment. It's not about the revenge, but it's about to clarify and to show the whole system. And here with this verdict, Yani, in the way of proving the responsibility of the defendant and themselves, the court had to prove all the crimes and the system and the way they were committed and the responsible of that, and the whole to examine the whole torture system and state torture system. And also that it's included in the verdict itself and in the statement, which is very important. It started with the verdict, started with 1970, and to explain the nature or the conduct of the Assad regime and the way they arrest people, they arrest the civilians, tortured them, dealing with them, and the treatment in the detention facilities of the Assad regime and how torture used to really to press and the civilian, the survivor, the activist there. So all these, it's very important information as truth knowing for all the Syrians.
Wherever you are in the world,
if you're interested in global affairs,
you can subscribe to the New Statesman on digital, in print, or both for as little as £1 a week at newstatesman.com/subscribe.
That's just $2 a week in America.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
there are now hundreds of thousands of Syrians who live in Europe. Obviously, the vast majority are refugees who are fleeing war and the utter desperation of the Syrian civil war. But a small number are accused of being implicated in war crimes, whether on the side of the regime or on any other side in the Syrian civil war, virtually all of which are guilty of war crimes to some degree. Are we going to see more of these kinds of trials of people? Obviously, we can't try people who are in Syria because for obvious reasons, but we can potentially try people under universal jurisdiction in countries which are prepared to do that, such as Germany, which has now proven its willingness to do that, but also other countries with universal jurisdiction like Norway.
I think now here in Germany and also in other European countries like Norway, Sweden, they have now big data about the crimes committed in Syria, and there are many investigations which are opened now. So I think it's, and we hope that will lead to have more trials and in Germany and in other countries, and to also to prosecute other perpetrators from all sides. But we know that the horrific crimes started and the number of the crimes committed by Assad regime itself as a state torture, it's a huge. And nowadays, I believe that this verdict, it's also put the justice issue or this justice case on the table, and also shed a light about the necessity of the justice for all Syrians. We hope that we'll have more or further steps on this that level, and all of that, all these efforts, I think, will pave the way to have the transitional justice in a future. And we are now putting like a building, start to build a strong base, if we can say, for the future. And this is the hope. And here with this trial, I think we are protected the narrative of the Syrian. We are protected the information, the memory of the Syrian, that these evidence one disappeared, won't go for in vain. So that's what we hope as a Syrian, to really see more steps, more effort for achieving justice for the Syrian.
Do you see European governments which may be hosting thousands of Syrians in their countries ever since 2015. Do you see maybe a kind of unwillingness to rock the boat and to want to bring up crimes that may have been committed in the past, but that some people might want to put behind them? Are European countries trying to really push this forward and really hold people to account for crimes that have been committed in Syria? Or is there a sense that not only is these very difficult to prove, they also might be destabilizing for a lot of very vulnerable communities and people?
We know that it's all these investigation, all these efforts, justice effort needs a lot of resources and a lot of investigation. It's from abroad, and it's not easy to really investigate and to prosecute these international crimes. And therefore that we are thankful and appreciated the efforts here in Germany. But I think nowadays, after having these big data and after interviewed the hundreds of thousands of Syrians who were subjected to this crime, I think nowadays it's much easier than before, that in general it's, and especially after the Koblenz verdict, Al-Khatib verdict, because now it's the whole context, it's clearer, it's the evidence and have been examined by a court, and they can build on that. So I think it's a very important step, but should be followed with other steps in the future. I think and I hope, and that's what I've always in the international level, they always express and the European countries, they expressed their willingness to put more efforts on justice and accountability and fighting impunity. And this is, we hope that will lead to really very visible steps, and then they can really touch all the Syrian, and with the Syrian they will feel satisfaction with it. And they, because as we've heard from a lot of Syrians, and this trial really restored our faith in justice. So we hope that will be continued, and will more efforts will be done, especially by the European countries.
Just one final question. We've spoken about this, one of the most significant aspects of this trial, which is that it proves the existence of a system of torture and mass murder in a kind of legal sense. But of course, politically now, there are questions as to how to engage with the Assad regime, which has won, all but won militarily on the battlefield, and which, if it appeared insecure in its hold on power a few years ago, very much does not appear like that anymore. And so there's a real question as to how to deal with it, with the reality that the Assad regime appears to be secure in power and will still be around. What does this trial, and potentially more that might come after it, what does that mean for the Assad regime's attempts to gain diplomatic recognition and rebuild diplomatic ties and trade links and maybe travel and so on, rejoin the international system?
Yes, I think and I believe that this trial and the verdict, and with the whole facts included, it's a very strong evidence to put it on the face of all those people or all the country that they trying or they think of normalization of the Assad regime. Criminals regime, the Assad should not be acceptable in the international communities. And this verdict already proved, the horrific crimes committed systematically in Syria. We are struggling that to not allow this step to happen, to struggling to not make it easy for the regime to be accepted and to be recognized. It's like in the future. So we, as a Syrian, millions of Syrians, they really suffered from this regime and from the crimes committed in detention facilities, and also other crimes like the chemical weapons, like all other weapons they were used against the civilians. That this kind of regime should not be acceptable, shouldn't be the argument with in the international level. So I think the legal struggle, it's very important nowadays, because we, through this struggle, we can prove, and we already with Koblenz verdict, we proved that Assad regime is a criminal regime and shouldn't be accepted in the future of Syria. And if we are looking, we are really aiming for peace, for sustainable peace, criminals should not be part of this for the future.
Jumana, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This has been World Review from the New Statesman. You can read all our international coverage on newstatesman.com. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating. It really does help. Our producer has been Adrian Bradley. The team will be back on Thursday. I'm Ido Volk. Thanks for listening, and until next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Freddie here. I want to tell you about a new way you can support the New Statesman's independent journalism. Every morning I send out Morning Call, our daily newsletter covering everything you need to know about British politics. It's free to sign up, plus for just £3 a month, you'll get a recommended daily piece of ours sent to you in full, plus exclusive polling analysis from Ben Walker, a weekly update from Will Dunn, and our featured piece on Sundays. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll love Morning Call. Head to morningcall.substack.com and subscribe now.